Shout. Yeah. Lord Jesus, as we hum that song, just hold your unchanging hand. Lord, that's all we can do in a time like this, Lord. Father, there's nothing in ourselves that we can turn to for a resource, Lord. But Father, we look to you. And Lord, we're so glad for that perfect, vindicated, infallible message that we heard here tonight, Father. Father, how it stirs our heart to hear these things, Lord. To recognize that we're not listening to something that was preached 50 years ago, and yet it was. But Lord, how you stored it up for this day, Lord. And God, it just rings in our heart, Lord, that it's the truth. And Father, that every word of it is going to come to pass. It is coming to pass, Lord. And Father, how privileged we feel to be a part of what you're doing in this last day, Lord. God, we're not worthy of that, but Lord, from our heart, we pour out our thanks and our love to you tonight, Lord. Father, as the people have come, and I pray that there not be one walk out of here tonight, Lord, but would be closer to you than when they walked in these doors, Lord. Father, our hearts filled with the love of God and the power and the Spirit of God, Lord. Lord, I just pray that your blessings would be upon the tabernacle here, Lord. And Father, and our brother Joseph, and all that you've called him to do, Lord, we just pray that your blessing and your strength and your leadership be upon him, Lord. And Father, help us to do our part in this last day, Lord. Father, that whatever it may be, that we would stand faithful, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I can say we love you with all our heart. We love this message, Lord. We love your people, Lord Jesus. So we just pray your blessings and your grace be upon each one. We ask and pray these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
God's unchanging hand. Praise the name of the Lord. I love you. I love the Lord Jesus. I love this message. I'm just excited to be here with you tonight and to be able to hear this word.
Amen.
So wonderful is then during that time. It's not like it is now. This is the bride coming together in unity.
Amen.
Is here to recognize that voice and that messenger. That's what he said, to come together in love. That's that capstone ministry, that pure love. It's all that it was all the way through, love. that He loved us. And when you recognize who that you are sons of daughters of God, living now in heavenly places, how can it not be when we're the bride of Jesus Christ being together? That word is spoken. We can say nothing, like in the beginning of that quote. Whatever He said is amen. He said it was word on top of word on top of word on top of word on top of word. And that's what it is, the word. We are the word bride. The spoken word bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Never forget, when you ask anything in Father's name and you believe it. Ask for it and believe it. Don't doubt it. Believe it and you can have whatever you ask for. Amen? Believe it. And Satan lets you look at yourself and you see how dirty and ragged and awful you are. You just look to Calvary. You look at that blood, that precious blood. It was rent, He said, from the top to the bottom. It was two separate pieces, but when it come together, it dovetailed. That's you in Jesus Christ. It dovetails perfectly. Amen. This is the hardest part of the service, that we have to depart from one another. But according to what we heard tonight, pretty soon that's not going to happen no more. Because we'll be at that wedding supper. And then we'll spend eternity together. He said that we'll never have to leave one another. Time will mean nothing to us. Brother Ram says he'd sit down and talk, and he goes, well, man, that's been 1,000 years. He says, it seems impossible. It seems crazy to us, but now we're in there on the other side. And that's what we're going to do. Soon we're going to do that. And until that time, we pray that the Lord Jesus be with you. His sweet Holy Spirit go with you tonight. And this message just burns in your heart tonight. Amen. Just over and over again, just thank Him for what He's done for us. The privilege to be able to come in a meeting for the Holy Spirit to speak with us night after night after night. You know, it's so wonderful. Brother Branham talked about the apostles. He said when they were in that boat, and he says the storms were raging and going up and down and stuff, he said he was just right there. He said he was right there. Amen? Is that what he said? He said he's right there. Then you know what he went on to say? He said he's closer than that today. He was there, now he's here. Thank you. us into the hour. Let God be with you until we meet again. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus.